Yeah, thanks, Jordan. Welcome back to our coverage of this event and the leading cars just coming off the end of the second run round at Knockalla. And once again, conditions very, very tricky in there. It's dry in patches. It's wet in patches. The tyre choice is crucial. Some are getting it right. Some are getting it wrong. But once again, Matt Edwards is the quickest man over Knockalla, while the lead at the front, being held by Callum Devine, has also been extended. It's now out to 15 seconds. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Volkswagen Polo GTI R5, a time of 10:15.8 seconds was the time of Callum Devine. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, they were some 7 seconds slower, 10:22.7, and that means that the overall advantage of Devine is now out to 15 seconds. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, 10 minutes and 19 seconds dead. They currently sit 33 seconds adrift of his younger brother Josh, but Sam is querying some of the times coming off Knockalla. Likewise, David Moynihan, who is the navigator of Matt Edwards, querying in the time as well, but we're going just with the times that we have at the moment. But what we do know is Matt Edwards, 10:08.7 is the time on the that we have been given for that. David Moynihan thinks it was 10:04 that he'd done, but anyway, Matt Edwards, what we do know is he's definitely, without doubt, the fastest man over Knockalla today on both runs, and certainly showing the pace that we were all expecting of the three-time British champion. And by doing that as well, in one stage, Edwards has jumped from 6th to 4th, so he's jumped 2 places with that fastest time over Knockalla, and he now sits in 4th position overall, 24 seconds down on Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, they are currently in 5th position, and they've actually got the same time overall as Matt Edwards, while Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson, they are 6th overall, 10:21 on there, and they're currently 5.7 behind Jennings. So then, looking at some of the other times, Robert Barabel continues to sit in 7th position overall in the standings, 10:22 for Barabel in Knockalla. That means he's 20 seconds adrift of 6th place man Marion Evans. And a man who's moved up a couple of places over the last number of stages and has certainly found the form in the Fiesta R5 is Ryan Loughran, who's got Donegal's Gareth Doherty on board. They are now up to 8th overall, 20 seconds behind Barabel. 10:18.1 was the time for Ryan Loughran in there. And I'm just looking down at my notes below me. Matt Edwards was the fastest with a 0.08. Then we had Callum Devine with a 15. And if my maths are right, and I'm standing here talking on the hoof, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty would be the third fastest over Knockalla in that R5 Fiesta. I suppose that's no big surprise, given the form that Loughran has been on throughout the day. He was third fastest on Cairn Hill, actually, earlier on this afternoon as well. So a super time from Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty in that R5 Fiesta. 8th overall, and unofficially the third quickest time over Knockalla. Who else is in the top 10? Jonathan Greer is 9th, 14 seconds down on Loughran. And Desi Henry and Donegal's Paddy Robinson wrapping up the top 10 over a half a minute down. No David Kelly, of course, earlier on in Gary Gort. Unfortunately for David, who was having a sterling run, he crashed out early in Gary Gort, and his rally coming to an end. Outside of the top 10, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore have gone 4 seconds quicker than they did the previous time in Knockalla. This, of course, is Gallagher's home stage. His house is just up the road. 10:26.5 for Kevin Gallagher in there. And what we'll do is just sneak on down through the leaderboard and see what Kevin Eves done. Kevin Eves, 10:37.7. So there's another 11 seconds taken out of Eves by Gallagher. And that would mean that Gallagher's advantage is now round about 1:06, 1:07. I'm looking at the unofficial total times, 1:28:36.9 for Kevin Gallagher, and it's 1:29:45.7 for Chris for Kevin Eaves, excuse me. So it's about a minute and 9 seconds, round about that, is the difference between Kevin Gallagher and Kevin Eaves in the two-wheel drive category. So Gallagher is 11th overall. 12th overall is the former winners, Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy. They're 7 seconds adrift of Gallagher. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, they had a bit of trouble earlier in the day. 13th overall, 24 down on Gareth McKeel. Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden, they sit in 14th overall. Aidan Ray and Martin Brady, 15th. Then we've got Kevin Eaves and Chris Melley, 16th overall, second in the two-wheel drive category in Class 14. As we said, about a minute or so behind Kevin Gallagher. Damien Tourish and Donal Michelini are third in the two-wheel drive category, 17th overall, 29.9 seconds down on Kevin Eaves and Chris Melley. Will the rest of the top 20 be made up by Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, 18th overall. James Ford and Neil Shanks are 19th, and then Ryan Caldwell and Arthur Cairns, they are up to 20th overall. Just checking to see any of the local crews down in front of me here as they come off the stage just at passage control. We'll look further on down the list. I know that Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty have both come through the end of the stage as well. So the local crews and the other men that are competing in this event are going to be making their way now down off the stage here at the end of Knockalla. Up next for everybody, they're heading into service. Back into Letterkenny again on the old Unify site. Chris Ashmore is there, and Chris will have some reaction for us. It'll be available on our Highland Radio News and Sport Facebook page. We'll have a couple of videos there. We'll also get some reaction for on air as well. And then after that, they are going to be heading back out to Cairn Hill and Gary Gort. There won't be Knockallad on a third time, but Cairn Hill and Gary Gort will be. And again, big crowds are expected out on those stages later in the afternoon, with Cairn Hill now due to start at 3:15. It is almost now 3:15, so that just shows you they're the guts of over an hour behind their scheduled time today. How that will affect the remaining two stages of the day, we don't know. We just have to wait and see. But they probably will gain some time now in Letterkenny in service and trying to get them out as early as possible. With Cairn Hill due to start at 3:15, Gary Gort due to start at 3:50, so you can add an hour onto that. It's going to be 4:15 maybe by the time they get as far as Cairn Hill and starting that final loop of the day. And as we were saying, big crowds expected out. And if you are out and about, remember to obey the marshals, do what the marshals say. It makes a safe rally for everybody. It makes a more entertaining rally as well. So do obey the marshals and the official out on the stages. We understand there's massive crowds, particularly in there in Knockall. And that was one of the holdups the first time around, because there so many spectators there that they were actually bussing them up the hill. We'll just look down through the list to see what other local crews are still going. By the way, the tarmac champion in the two-wheel drive, or the tarmac leader, excuse me, in the two-wheel drive category is Eddie Doherty. He's sitting 22nd overall, man from County Kilkenny. Johnny Jordan, Gary McNairn, 23rd. Patrick McHugh and Porrick O'Donnell sitting 24th. Kyle McGettigan and Dale McGettigan are going, as is Chris O'Connell and Tom Murphy, still competing away and battling away in Class 14. Aaron McLaughlin and Darren Curry are still in the rally. We mentioned them a short time ago, Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty. Father and daughter team of Frank Kelly and Lauren Kelly from County Tyrone, they're having loads of fun in Donegal, throwing Baby Blue the escort around. They sit 30th overall, and Paul Barrett and Kevin O'Reilly also still going as well. Just some of the other crews who have made their way past us here at the end of Special Stage 12 Knockalla. We're going to return to the studio. Don't forget, Chris Ashmore will have a reaction from the drivers for you shortly. One other man to mention now, I see coming down the hill as well, is Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan are also making their way off Knockalla. And Rodney Wilton, the sponsor of the event, that is, of course, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Rodney is still going in his escort car number 47. So they're continuing to stream off. Right, we're going to go back to the studio, and as we hand back to Jordan, who's at base on the mountaintop in Letterkenny, the big story, the headlines coming out of Stage 12, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan and their Volkswagen Polo have set a second fastest time. They've been the quickest crew over Knockalla on both occasions. Edwards now jumping a number of places up to fourth overall, but he's still a minute and 12 seconds down on the leader. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan have a 15-second advantage at the front, leading the way ahead of the defending champions Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, with Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty sitting in third. We'll have more again shortly for you from the Donegal International Rally here on Highland Across the Northwest, and of course online at highlandradio.com.